This is the short of it. I'm Christy with Red Hat Chat. Hello, Patriots, and welcome to the Friday edition of The Short of It. Let's get started by putting God first with a little good news from His Word, Psalm 100, verse 3. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. So I think we can all agree that America has gotten crazier. There's been so much in the news lately, from airstrikes to the Equality Act to the Cuomo scandal, and now they're even trying to rebrand Mr. Potato Head as gender neutral. I mean, it's enough to really discourage you, and I think a lot of people are discouraged every day they get up and they read the news, and it seems hopeless. But it's not hopeless. That's the thing that everyone has to remember. God is still in control. Look, I'm not immune. I get up, I do my morning catch-ups, which is where I collect news and tweets from all across the internet, and I put it up on the site. If you haven't checked it out, then I suggest you head over to Red Hat Chat and check it out. It's just a quick little view of the morning news. But, you know, it's easy to get discouraged, but I have to go back and remind myself that the Lord is still in control. All of this is part of God's plan. Right. And if we can spend so much time believing that Trump's going to get us out of this mess, believing all these theories, some of them true, some of them not being true, then we can certainly put our faith in God. God is who's going to pull us out of this mess. And I don't understand why it's so easy for all of us, myself included, to forget that, because it's so important not to forget that. So let's talk about faith in trying times. Isaiah 49:23 says, "Those who hope in me will not be disappointed." And that's the absolute truth. We have to put our hope in God. God is making us wait before He pulls us out of this. And that's just the way it is. We don't have to understand His plan. God's not obligated to explain His plan to us. I mean, look at the book of Job. But the important thing to remember is, while we're waiting, God is actively working behind the scenes. We don't see all the moving parts in the big picture. And while we're waiting, I think we should be active too. There's things we can do while we're waiting on the Lord, because He doesn't always reveal the big picture to us, right? He gives us, what I've learned recently is that He gives us little pieces of the plan, little pieces of the path that we're all supposed to take. And sometimes that has to be enough. And it can be enough, because it's coming directly from the creator of the entire universe. And so it takes faith. And is it an easy walk? Is it always fun? No. But there are things that we can be doing. And we've talked about starting being effective in your own neighborhoods, and then spiraling the circle out, encompassing the cities, and then taking back the country and influencing the culture. And we've talked about all that. But I just want to encourage you to keep the faith. If you look at Hebrews chapter 11, it talks all about faith in action. And I think that's really important. It says, "We understand that the universe was formed at God's command. By faith, Noah was warned about things not yet seen. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive his inheritance, obeyed and went. And by faith, the walls of Jericho fell." We have to keep the faith. It is a long journey. We've all heard it. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. Life is a marathon, right? And that is where we are. We are in this marathon. And I know that it's scary. And I know that we feel like our rights are being taken away. It just feels like the swamp is oozing all over everything. And we're just sitting here feeling helpless. But we're not helpless, because God is still in control. We cannot forget about the God factor. And we are going to have to continuously focus on Him in the middle of the storm. And look, I don't want it to sound like, well, that's easy to say, but I mean, do you see what they're doing up in Washington, D.C.? Well, yeah, I live here. Do you see all the sin in the world? Do you see how the culture is turning on its head? Like, I don't want my words to sound empty, because they're not. And I think we've gotten to sort of a point in our culture where it's like, well, God didn't do what I wanted Him to do on my timetable the way that I wanted Him to. So I don't know anymore. And, you know, we've all been guilty of this. I've been guilty of that. I've been like, okay, Lord, I don't know what You're doing, but okay. But that's when your faith is tested. That's when your faith grows and you're like, Lord, I don't understand. I don't get it. But you know what? I know that You know best. So I'm going to put my faith in You, and I'm going to continue to pray for understanding, because throughout it all, I know that God has been faithful. I know living in D.C. has been a bit dangerous, and I know that my husband's been in the hospital twice, and I know that the lockdowns have been really tough. And I know that through it all, the Lord has been faithful. The Lord has taken care of us, even though the storm has raged around us. So to me, it is very real that even though, yeah, I could have done without the lockdowns, I certainly could have done without my husband being in the hospital, God has continued to keep us safe. God has seen us through it. And if those things wouldn't have happened, my faith wouldn't have been where it is now. So even though it was hard and it sucked, I'm grateful for it because God is faithful and he will work that in your life. It doesn't mean that like I'm perfect or, you know, I have it all figured out, because I don't. I told you that in the last podcast. I'm not going to BS you. I don't have any secret sources. I don't, you know what's going to happen, but I know that God does. And I know that having faith in him and deciding to put my trust in him is an active choice. And it doesn't mean that I feel that way all day long. I give it to God. I take it back. Probably like a million times a day because I'm crazy and I'm flaky and I'm just like, ah, but I have to constantly choose to have my faith in the Lord. I choose joy in the middle of all the chaos because I know that God lives and I know that God is in control of all this and that there is a reason and a purpose for it. So it's not just empty words of, hey, yeah, it'll be okay. You know, just move on. No, I understand that it is difficult for people. Still, though, you circle back to that God is still the captain of the ship. And so that's the other thing. People have gotten the idea that God is boring. God is not boring. You're telling me the creator of all the universe is boring? Not at all. Walking the Christian life is anything but boring. It's hard. It's ups and downs. It's filled with amazing joy. And you do it because it is so fulfilling. Believe me, there's no better place to be than in God's will. That is the most safest, securest place to be ever. So God is going to see us out of the storm. While we're waiting on him, let's actively be doing our part. Actively starting in our homes and our towns to start taking the culture back. Let's make the phone calls. Let's send the emails. Let's get the right people in office. And let's keep praying for our country. Trust in God's plan. And that's the short of it. Really quickly before we go, if you would like to support our podcast, the simplest way to do that is just to listen. Yep, that's it. Just click, listen, and share. Doesn't cost you a dime. If you would like to become a $2 patron, go ahead over to redhatchat.com and click the donate button at the top. All right, folks, I'll see you next time. Have a wonderful weekend.